When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And before we begin today's Sermon on the Mount, a quick history lesson for you all. Now, despite what video game publishers will gladly insist on nowadays, there was actually a time within the industry where titles actually contained content separate from the main experience that you didn't have to pay for. Now I know, it seems like an absolutely bizarre concept in this current landscape to not have to pay for the extras like skins, weapons and even entire modes, but that was most definitely the case, with developers offering out extra content with the only proviso being that sometimes you might have to work for it. However, these primordial days of gaming were the equivalent of the Wild West, as the types of content that you could actually unlock often veered into the bizarre and downright insane at points, especially when it came to characters that you could crack open and play as. Because as you filled the roster of certain titles, you'd feel like that age-old expression was just bursting forth from your lips. As some of the unlockables that we'll be talking about today can really only be summed up with one single word. And that is what? So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 ridiculous video game unlockables that made you say what? Number 8, a donkey in a glass box. Top Gear Overdrive. When it came to Top Gear, things were not done by half measures, and whatever you think of the main host, saggy meat blimp man, the one your mum fancies man, or lol old man go slow man, there's no doubt that when it came to coming up with insane and over-the-top challenges, things definitely were kicked into overdrive, which is an exceptional segue, if I do say so myself, into this next topic, because the video game of the same name that tied into the long-running British series was also packed to bursting with ludicrous content. Outside of the main selection of cars and tracks, the N64 version hid a plethora of petrol-headed hilarity, such as the mobile taco, an N64 logo on wheels, and my personal favourite racer ever, Donkey in a Glass Box on Wheels. Now, scientists have long argued about the meaning of this menagerie of items, with some positing that it's actually a satirical jab at the Pope and his glass-housed vehicles, with the religious leader being made to look as an ass in this case, while others have claimed it to be a long-lost love letter to Team 17's concrete donkey weapon from Worms, and others, like myself, just see it as a prime source of what? Number 7. Tofu, Resident Evil 2. One of the best things about Capcom's approach to Resident Evil is that they've always come to the series with full awareness of the B-movie vibe that it was giving off. Whether it's the terrible voiceovers from the original or the tongue-in-cheek werewolves versus zombies carnival ride that was Village, it's a franchise that is not afraid to balance horror with humor. And that can be best felt in the unlockables for Resident Evil 2. Now, when players finally make their way through the base experience, their heart might well be set to permanent cardiac arrest, something that the fourth survivor mode only made worse, as now you have to guide Hunk out of a zombie-infested gauntlet. And if you're able to make it through this literal horror show, then you'll be met with another unlockable mode that might see your jaw hit the floor. The Tofu Survivor is the same run as prior, but now you're in control of a sentient block of bean curd known as Tofu, and armed only with a knife and some healing herbs to keep you in one piece. It's hilarious, it's genuinely challenging, and it's the moment that gave birth to one of the most iconic WTF characters in video game history. Number 6. Gex the Gecko, Hot Shots Golf 2. Now, golf is a rather strange game, isn't it? You get a bunch of people standing around in silence watching players wearing at once the most conservative clothes ever, but usually in the loudest colour choices, and then just watch them smack the piss out of a ball over the span of a field that could have been better used as a nature reserve over some toff country club. However, Hot Shots Golf 2 ups the ante somewhat when it comes to getting weird, as its unlockable characters are truly something else. In a game that's so cute cutesy and carefree and comes packaged with a soundtrack that would fit Harvest Moon better than a sports title, you could unlock a trio of ruffians that would definitely be denied entry to the driving range, let alone the main holes. Sir Dan from Medieval, Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal, and the one and only Gex the Gecko have slid up to swing, and when placed alongside the regular sprites, they just look utterly bizarre. Thankfully for all involved, Gex doesn't dish out his terrible one-liners and focuses on putts over puns. But seeing him relax on his tail during his victory pose is just so utterly odd that it almost demands a double take. Number 5. Hornet – Fighters Mega Mix. Now, fighting games have seen their fair share of oddballs rocking up for a rumble, from Mocap, a man with motion capture balls stuck all over him in Mortal Kombat, to a tiny T-Rex called Gon in Tekken, all the way to Fred Durst attempting to break all of your stuff, and by stuff I mean bones, in Fight Club. You can find all sorts of strange strikers just from a glance. Yet for me, there will always be one king of the Are You Kidding combatants, and that is Hornet from the outstandingly balmy Fighters Mega Mix. This title aimed at bringing tons of Sega's IPs together for one grand tournament, and at no point it seems did the issue of, but this character is actually a car, seem to bother the developers, as Hornet is quite literally that, a fighting car. Fighters Mega Mix has a playable fighting car. Just watching its janky punches, its weird arched back, and its clipping low attacks is enough to make you think that you've accidentally taken your nan's daily meds, but this is very real and very much a case of pure and utter what?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Number 4. The Burger King – Fight Night Round 3. Now, many look back at EA's run with the Fight Night series as some of the best boxing games ever made, with their liquid smooth gameplay, truly impressive visual flair, and of course, the outstanding use of the analog sticks to control punches as you threw them, making it hard not to pine for their return, or at least a remake for the modern era. For me personally, Fight Night Round 3 is the most deserving of any potential remake, but maybe if the team were to choose this title, they might do us all a favour and take out one of the most horrific secret and unlockable characters in the game. I'm speaking, of course, about the Burger King. Yes, the actual massive-headed mascot could be unlocked to guide your fighter to the ring as a manager. I don't know why this image feels so cursed, but it most definitely is not something that I want in higher resolution. Maybe it's the dead eyes of the headpiece, maybe it's the fact that he's so happy that two fighters are about to potentially destroy each other, or maybe there's an air of class division with the king making peasants fight for his amusement. Either way, ban this sick filth. Or at least, let me fight him so I can knock his ruddy block off. Number 3. Barney the Dinosaur – Xenophage Alien Bloodsport. Okay, so let's be blunt here. There's a reason that Xenophage Alien Bloodsport is not held aloft in the gaming pantheon of fighting titles, and that's because this DOS title moves about as quickly as erosion, is as stiff as porno acting, take that as you will, and feels about as deep as a puddle of piss. Incidentally, it's about as fun to play with as well. However, before you write this title off as just another wastrel wandering the gaming wasteland, there is one sole redeeming feature hidden within this title, and that's the fact that you can unlock and play as Barney the Bloody Dinosaur. Now, to be clear, this is very much a knockoff fairground toy version of the beloved children's TV character, But with that colouring, that goofy smile, and of course that ridiculous heart attack that he shoots out, who else could it be? Making matters even more insane is the fact that as a combatant, he's actually ridiculously good, able to spam ranged attacks with devastating effect, quite possibly defeating his foes with the power of love itself. Well, love and a few solid slaps to the chops. Number 2, Colonel Sanders, Phantasy Star Portable. When it comes to video games, corporate tie-ins and sponsorship events are becoming more and more commonplace, each trying to get you to consume and play in equal measure. From Doritos shacking up with Call of Duty, to Final Fantasy XV bending over backwards for cup noodles, to Death Stranding inferring that Monster Energy drink will definitely give you weaponized piss, it seems that video games and food tie-ins will always be slightly off-kilter. However, these are nothing compared to how hard Phantasy Star Portable went to bat for KFC as the one and only Colonel Sanders appears in cameo form in all of the Portable series titles. Hidden in each game, players can find the Colonel and purchase tie-in weapons and gear all based around his beloved fast food. And if that wasn't enough, speaking to him in some games unlocks his player card, allowing you to summon him to battle. That's right, you can summon Colonel Bloody Sanders to knock 11 herbs and spices off of your opponents in battle. That sentence alone feels like I've slipped into a chicken gravy-based fever dream. And number 1, A Stained Glass Window, WCW/NWO Thunder. In the wrestling world, weird and wonderful gimmicks are the lunch menu special. Nearly every talent that walks through those curtains carries with them a distilled expression of themselves or some wacky persona designed to elicit boos and cheers from the crowd. We've had mask-bound demons, bodybuilding Viking warriors, and even a group that pretends to be soldier ants in Chikara Wrestling. Yet even these oddities are but regular old normies to the developers of WCW/NWO Thunder, as they must have been sniffing the good stuff when rounding out their roster, because in short, it's utterly insane. So let's start easy and check what we have here. Well, let's begin with the announce team stepping between the ropes, making for some pretty odd matchups where the likes of Scott Hall can end up dominating those calling the action. Next up on this buffet of the bizarre are the numerous staff member inserts, meaning that you can quite literally fill a battle royale just with developers. However, the truly offbeat unlocks, which the game titles as Wackies, include a gorilla, a mantis, a werewolf, and my all-time favourite character that nobody could have seen coming, Tiffany Payne, who is a legit stained glass window come to life. That's right, a stained glass window that you can use in a wrestling video game. Need I say more?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.